Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Second down and nine. Here he is again. Mostert touchdown, his third.
We got a ways to go, obviously. I mean, they got after us two games, and they're right now, I mean, they're the gold standard in the NFC. We're going to have to look at certain things that we're asking our guys to do, and because I always think it starts with the coaching. The guys are going to have to work hard this offseason to have a chance to get back here.
Welcome back. Those are the words. Matt LaFleur. After the loss of the 49ers last night, the Bill Michaels Show comes to you live from the Team Hochberg Studios. Visit my guy David and his team at 56david.com. That's 56david.com. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over there at Quick Trip. Top-tier alternative fuels, no-fee ATMs. Don't forget right now, today, they have the special on the Karuba Coffee. Warm you up a little bit. It's on sale for a buck today. Use your Quick Rewards card. You are good to go. That is our good friends over there at Quick Trip, another terrific sponsor that's working with us to get us down to Miami, Florida for Super Bowl 54, and our broadcast next week for Radio Row begins next Monday, and it should be a special week of broadcast. Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, our Green and Gold Insider and out there in Santa Clara, California, Mike Clemens. Michael, how you doing, bud?
Pretty good. A little tired, long night, you know, lots of stories to chase down, but, you know, another wild story in the NFL. It's too bad it was such a lopsided game. But this might be another great football team in the 2019-2020 San Francisco 49ers.
That team, and I said this all day, Mike, that team just was stronger. They were just better in the trenches. They were able to open up holes. This was just run the ball left, run the ball right, and you can't stop us type of football last night.
They're really physical on the defensive line. They have a thing that they call turbo left or turbo right. And Robert's a lot, you know, hey, Bill, as I say this, you know what, do you remember in the Chargers game when San Diego would take Joey Bosa at left defensive end, and then they'd move Ingram over to that side?
Mm-hmm.
Melvin, yeah. Ingram. So they put, you know, speed and power both over Malaga and Billy Turner.
Yep.
And they were given Aaron Rodgers. They were doing that last night. They moved Dee Ford over to the left side with Nick Bosa with the power and the speed. And was really disruptive to what the Packers tried to do if they were flipping the ball out to Aaron Jones or Aaron Rodgers trying to stand in the pocket and all that. And they call that turbo left or turbo right when they take those two guys and put them in power on one side. And, you know, the Packers just, they couldn't deal with it. They couldn't pick it up. And then on, you know, for the Shanahan offense, you know, it's what Matt LaFleur came to Green Bay to install, but nobody executes it in the NFL quite like Kyle Shanahan. I mean, they just, and you know, McVay had it going for a while there at the start of the Rams season until they started having injuries to Gurley and whatnot and on the offensive line. But Raheem Mostert, here's a guy who's been on six NFL teams, cut by six NFL teams before he got out here to San Francisco. Fumble was the point on him in the scouting reports. Couldn't hang on to the football. And last night, he sets a 49ers franchise record with the 220 yards ever in a playoff game, in a regular season game, and the four touchdowns, and he talked about his moment.
I've been on seven different teams. I actually still have, you know, the cut dates, and I look at that every before every game. I look at the cut dates of when I got cut. Been on seven different teams, and the journey has been crazy. Not everybody can deal with that type of stress and pain and agony that I went through. But like I said, I kept the faith in not only myself, but whoever gave me the opportunity. And this organization has done a great job with that. Honestly, it was just one of those things where I really had a talk with my wife, and I was just saying, what do you think should happen you know, after that cut. And she basically said, hey, if you love your job, if you love this sport, you would do anything for it. And if you love what you do, you would do anything for it. And that was my philosophy from here on out.
And Mike, he certainly has earned it. Don't get me wrong. But what's made the difference for him? Other than, can you just say it's been an offensive line that's been able to open up holes and he's taken advantage of it?
Yeah, you know, I kept on watching with the binoculars on that 49ers offensive line. I didn't think that they were necessarily, you know, up physical against Dean Lowry and Kenny Clark and that bunch. It's just they execute so well, Bill. Their footing is just, it's just perfect. The timing, you know, Lombardi would be proud. Just the way they execute those blocks. The other thing is just how, it was just unbelievable how they could get that defense to shift one way, and here comes Mostert way out on the off tackle with a wide open lane and maybe just one corner or one safety to dodge. Now, you know, Adrian Amos, remember we had him on the postgame show last night. He talked about that pectoral injury, and I noticed that when Tevin Coleman went down with that shoulder injury, you know, they saw him come. His season might be over with that brace he was wearing on the sidelines toward the end of the game. You know, Amos was in there and kind of hiding in the huddle so that the coaches from the Packers staff couldn't see him because he was trying to stay in the game, but he was in severe pain. He was in there for another series or two before the Mets staff from Green Bay said, okay, you know, we're pulling you, and they put Will Redmond in there. But Amos just talked about that, you know, I don't know what they were running. I mean, we were lost. Just how well they executed their misdirection and running that guy off tackle. And Kyle Shanahan, you know, he had Mostert third in the line. They got four running backs, and he was at the back of the line but behind Breida and Tevin Coleman. And when Coleman got down, that's how Mostert got a couple of runs. And so head coach Kyle Shanahan talked about Raheem getting his opportunity last night in the big game.
He made a lot of plays for us last year, and he'd get some opportunities here and there. Battled through camp and kind of came into the season in the same situation. Got a lot of opportunities versus Tampa Bay in week one because Tevin went down with an injury and Breida was fatigued a couple times from what I remember, and he played unbelievable there. And I mean, he's just earned everything. He's been on a number of teams. He's earned everything that's been that he's gotten. He earned today, and he's just such a good person. And I mean, for him to help us as much as he has on offense, and I mean, you guys saw the play he made last week on special teams. He would have made some more today too, I'm sure, but once we lost Tevin, we only had two backs left. We had to make sure to pull both of those guys off, so but I can't say enough good things about Raheem.
It's always good to see guys earn a spot and persevere, just not against the Packers, I guess, the best way to put it.
Yeah, and so you remember when Jim Harbaugh came into San Francisco and had that good roster, and he switched Alex Smith with Colin Kaepernick, and what was it? You know, if Dom Capers had everybody covered, the last thing was Kaepernick
right,
running for, you know, to set you up with a field goal to win a game, and he'd have 180 yards rushing. So we asked Tremont last night, Tremont Williams, does this kind of remind you of those 49ers teams with Colin Kaepernick?
I don't know. It was just a totally different feel, man. A guy was just gashing us the whole nine, and I'm talking about it wasn't little holes. It was huge holes. He was coming down here. I was with that kid in Cleveland. And, he's fast. You know, he's track and field fast. So you know, this kid made some money tonight. I can tell you that.
He's right. One of the things, Mike, that we talked about in the postgame show was Za'Darius and Preston Smith. That was not numbers or names that you heard a lot of yesterday.
No, and I gotta have to spend time in the 22 because, I mean, were they moving Za'Darius in the middle? I mean, where was he off tackle?
They shifted him around a couple times, yeah.
So we asked Za'Darius Smith, your defensive team captain for the Packers, how would you categorize what the 49ers offense was doing with that running back 31, Raheem Mostert?
Perimeter plays, man. That's something we couldn't stop. I know we should have fixed that on the sideline, but we didn't. Yeah.
Is that a way to neutralize pass rush? You're just able to run the ball. You drop back eight times. And it's hard to affect the game as a passer.
Nah, I ain't going to say that, man. We just need to make adjustments. You know, that was probably something we didn't do, but now we know. And as we go on to next year, we'll be able to fix these situations when we're in them.
That's an interesting comment. We should have fixed it on the sideline, but we didn't. We didn't make adjustments. And I wonder if that comment could signify the end of Mike Pettine. I can't imagine, but
No, but like we said last night, I mean, when it's 27-0, then Brian Gutekunst and his staff are really into not worrying about what we have to do for the next game, but to worry about what we're doing for the next season.
Right.
Okay? And, you know, final decisions, I'm not sure. They've been talking about that since Thanksgiving. They kind of know what's going to be out there for the draft. They, you know, final interviews through the Senior Bowl and the Combine. We'll cover all that. But then also, is there something missing when it comes to the assistant coaching staff?
Right. Right. Let's do this. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We got more with Mike Clemens. Our Green and Gold Insider, the Bill Michaels Show, continues right after this.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
No timeouts, and now inside of 2 minutes. Aired out downfield. Richard Sherman gets his fourth in his postseason career and ends this game. San Francisco going to the Super Bowl with a big win tonight over Green Bay.
It's hard to get back to these games. You know, I've been to four NFC championships in 14 years. You know, I feel like that we can get back there. Offense will be a lot better next year. Defense should be a lot better next year. All we can do is just count on that, go to the offseason, put in the work, and see what happens.
There you go. Those are the words of Tremont Williams. Welcome back. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over there at Nice Ash. Go to theniceash.com. A great selection of spirits and beers and cigars and hookahs. I was down there yesterday, as a matter of fact, getting a little work done early on. Go to theniceash.com. That's theniceash.com, 323 West Main Street, downtown Waukesha. Terrific place, and if you're going to go watch the big game, that's another good place to go. They have some live music on the weekends. Get down there and enjoy yourself. In downtown Waukesha, they've really, really done a great job in fixing it up. It's beautiful now, and I'm looking forward to summertime. Hey, if you're going to go out and about, maybe you need a ride to the airport or just a special evening or maybe a customer or a client being picked up, go to our friends at Signature Limo, one of the nation's leading ground transportation providers. You can check out my pals Pat and Brooke and their entire first-class staff. They're small enough to know your name, but they're big enough to handle your every need. Go to booksignature.com. That is booksignature.com. So Mike Clemens, our Green and Gold Insider, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Mike. And it just seemed like everything just that could go wrong, from a muffed kick return to Aaron Rodgers throwing a pick, a fumble. I mean, it just seemed like everything that could go wrong did go wrong early on for this team.
Well, and the Packers' offense could not keep toe-to-toe, keep pace with what the 49ers were dealing with their run game. And I thought LaFleur's play calling, I thought his scripted plays actually looked pretty good, the way he was mixing it up with tosses to Aaron Jones and trying to get Davante Adams involved. And I love the play later on in the game where, you know, they put big Mercedes Lewis out there in space in the right slot, except that was, you know, that was a typical play. It's like, okay, we'll get the ball in Mercedes' hands. No one can bring this dude down, and that's got to be 15 yards every time. Except Fred Warner just takes him out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, fundamentally, that 49ers defense wraps up and tackles. And then, you know, you get to this stat where, at one point, the first time that the Packers offense was able to convert on a third down was in the start of the third quarter with that 12-play drive where they finally got their first touchdown. I mean, they went 0-14. When they lost to the 49ers back in November for third down conversions, they were 0-4 until they scored that touchdown last night. And so I went to Davante Adams' locker after the game, first thing, and he just said, yeah, there's just no excuse. Our offense got off to too slow of a start.
We just didn't play the game the right way. We didn't come out start. We didn't start fast how we usually do, and we do well. We knew what we had to do. We just, you know, didn't win the ball. You know, when that's tough, when you're playing against teams like this, it's tough to be down the way we were and come back. So, you know, they run the ball really well, and they have a really good defense. So we dropped the ball.
Does it make it even more bittersweet that you come one game short from the Super Bowl?
I mean, one game or two, I mean, it sucks either way. So, I mean, you either get the trophy or you don't. I mean, obviously, as far as we've come, as much as we've done, as much good as we've done this year, sucks to come up short, but I mean that's just kind of how it goes. There's one winner at the end, so if you don't take care of your business, you will be eliminated.
And it was ugly in that particular fashion. He's 100% right. Look, the one thing I will say, Mike, is the 49ers were just really, really good. I mean, we can sit here and dissect the Green Bay Packers and talk about their shortcomings, but you also have to give it to the 49ers. They were a damn good football team.
Players will tend not to give it so much to the other team. I mean, there's a tip of the cap, but they just keep on telling themselves, their coaches telling themselves, you know, we could have done this if we just changed our technique, maybe changed our game plan, changed our strategy. Now, one guy on this team has just had, you know, a hell of a year, and you've had some great sit-down interviews with him, is Mason Crosby. I mean, his year starts off with, you know, the new head coach is there, and they're bringing in competition at place kicker all through the spring. Then he has a calf injury, so he's not able to participate for the first 10 or 11 days of training camp. Later, he reveals, you know, on your Friday night show that his wife, Molly, is, you know, having a tumor removed. And then later in the season, his sister-in-law passes away from cancer. And all through that, he's still talking to the media, making himself available to reporters, to fans, and telling the story. And so, you know, Mason Crosby, the sports writers gave him a little award last week. They call it the Good Guy Award. It's named after, in the honor of a great reporter was up in Madison past years ago, Tom Mulhern. And Mason Crosby told it frank that, you know what? Yeah, 49ers, hell of a team this year.
The way 49ers played in that first half, I mean, they just, you know, they played on all cylinders and they didn't make any mistakes. And, you know, they had that, you know, they had what it took there in that first half, especially, you know, to get to that next one. And, you know, we tried to claw back there in the second half, you know, show what kind of team we were. But, yeah, it's so hard to get here. You know, I know a lot of guys in this locker room, we lay it all on the line. You know, a lot of guys are tired. You know, and as you get older and you've played it a long time, it's like, you know, just thinking about what the offseason was and what the season was. These games, they just hurt a little bit more every time, you know, you don't get to that next, you know, get to that Super Bowl.
Hey, Mike, here's the one thing that people have been asking, and Aaron Rodgers talked about getting that game at home. And the way the 49ers play, the way they just opened up holes and they were physical and they could run the ball, that usually travels well. So even if the Packers did get it home, maybe it's closer, but I don't know if the outcome's different.
Neither do I. The stands at Levi's Stadium, by the way, there was maybe only 5% folks wearing Packers green. It was all a sea of red there last night. It wasn't that loud of a stadium. But it was 49ers fans, man. They were not giving up their tickets to folks from Wisconsin. Maybe it was an expensive trip. I just thought that was interesting because the local media coverage in the San Francisco TV stations, they started out their news Saturday night where they couldn't believe that all the Packer fans were in town and the tailgate parties that they had. Mark Murphy and Jordy Nelson was brought in to say hello, and James Lofton and Lynn Dickey. But on game day, it was a sea of red last night at Levi's Stadium. But Aaron Jones, you know, great year at running back. He's convinced if we can get this thing into Lambeau Field in the NFC Championship, he expects a different result.
I can't put my thumb around it, but, I mean, I feel like if we were playing in Lambeau, it might have been a little bit different. They're still going to run the ball, of course, but I feel like it would have been a little bit different. No, they're just a good football team. There's no way around it. I can't think of anything else.
I will say this. I think when Aaron Rodgers said it's fun again, I think that Preston Zadarius Smith, they brought leadership. They took the pressure off of him. I think it changed a little bit of the culture of the locker room. I think, as far as I can tell, they're on the upswing. So in that realm, it was a good season.
Yeah, the accountability is on a whole different level. I thought it was interesting that actually Mike Pettine replied the old coach's axiom about, you know, if you've got a team that doesn't really have any leaders, don't expect to win anything. If you've got a team that is primarily led by the coach, you may win some. If you've got a team that's led by the players, you could probably go all the way. So, no doubt, the culture really changed. Not so much even with Matt LaFleur, but Matt LaFleur letting guys like Preston and Zadarius Smith take over. And here's what these guys take were on where they went in their first year in Green Bay.
That in itself, how we impacted this team, how far we made it in our first year. People probably didn't believe in Packers or this defense or this team before. I mean, when we was here or when we got here, people thought we was, you know, lucking our way to the playoffs or lucking our way into games or finishing games with pure luck. And, you know, guys, that wasn't us. We played hard. Guys fought through. We played together. And we finished games as a team. And tonight we just didn't finish well as a team.
You also had a first-year coach. Can you talk about coach in this year?
Great head coach, man. I said every time I talk to you guys, man, you know, he's all about his players. And, man, what a great year for him, man. But we came up short. But I told him, man, most definitely we'll be back in this situation, man, and we'll finish next time.
Hopefully they get there soon. You know, they got some changes to make, some personnel decisions to make, and hopefully this team gets better.
You know, they had an awful lot of luck on their side this year. My gosh. I mean, the ball bounced the right way. They had a couple penalties work their way. They played teams where starting quarterbacks, starting left tackles, you know, were not available. And, you know, I mean, you've got the general manager of the Packers and the head coach of the Packers knocking on the wood of the podium in the media auditorium whenever you talked about their luck when it came to health and, you know, guys that suffering the lack of guys suffering season-ending injuries or coming back within a week or 2 weeks from this, that, the other thing. You're not going to have that next year. You're not. I mean, you're just not. You're going to go 10-6 like most normal teams, and then you just got to figure out if you can add another piece or two, like these 49ers did, going from 4-12 when they had no quarterback to now headed to the Super Bowl, and thanks to the draft they got Nick Bosa, and that, you know, that put them over the top in terms of the rotation on the defensive line. Brian Bulaga, right tackle, veteran, 10 years. Is he going to be back? Well, and we asked him about, so what do you think about this? The way this 49ers team now has rebuilt themselves. 7 years later, they're going back to the Super Bowl before you guys are 10 years later. And Brian said, you know what? This team tonight reminded me a lot of that Legion of Boom Seahawks team.
Playing good teams like this, you know, this reminds me a lot of Seattle from that period of 2013 to 2015, who was a really good club, and you know, there's similarities of that and that team to this one. But I think we obviously need to improve and clean things up. But I'm not going to sit here and say we're miles away, because I don't think that's the way to look at it. I think we're close, but it just wasn't there this season. And you know, we'll see what the offseason brings and go from there.
We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. Here's one thing to think about. In the past 15 years, only one team, the 2011 49ers, oddly enough, got back to an NFC title game after losing in the title game the year before. For 15 years, nobody has been able to do it. One team, that's it. That was the 49ers in 2011. Mike Clemens joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Hang in there. We got a final segment coming up right after this.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
I usually dreamed about playing for the 49ers as a kid. But obviously that thing passed a long time ago. But I do remember, you know, some great games over the years between the Niners and the Packers, and a couple in this situation, I think. Just one. Thanks. Just one.
Welcome back to the program. Those are the words of Aaron Rodgers, and we are brought to you by our good friends down there at San Giorgio, Milwaukee's only pizzeria Napoletana on North Old World 3rd Street, right there next to the Calderon Club. And it's, by the way, the home of the Bill Michaels pizza. You go to Calderon, you get the home of the Bill Michaels as well. But terrific pizza, great service, and when you go in there, make sure you say hi to our guy Gino. He's just such a good guy and does so much good for the community. And also, when you're down there, and if you do get the Bill Michaels or any other pizza for that matter, our buddy Joe Martino, he is up there working hard, brewing brews over there at Point Brewing. Get it with Cider Boys. That's what they pair it up with down there. So you stop in, you get the pizza, you get the Cider Boys, depending on what type of cider you like. But they put it all together, and it's just spectacular. Stop into San Giorgio today and get yourself the pizza, the Cider Boys from pointbeer.com, and you are good to go. There you go. So talking with Mike Clemens, our Green and Gold insider. So, Michael, you know, now it's, you know, you hear Aaron Rodgers. He would have liked to have played for 49ers, but he's not. That's water under the bridge. And now it's time to move on.
So last night, and we'll entitle this take, Nobody Gets It All in This Life, okay? Nobody has it all in this life. Aaron Rodgers is walking off the field. The confetti is flying, the red confetti. And there's Aaron Andrews, and she's talking to Jimmy Garoppolo. Garoppolo's going to the Super Bowl. He threw eight passes. As at one point, the 49ers were up 20-0. They had run the ball 18 times and only thrown it three times. That guy gets to the Super Bowl instead of Aaron Rodgers. wearing the San Francisco uniform. And I want to go back to 2005 when the 49ers take Alex Smith, the Packers take Aaron Rodgers, 24th overall, and the Packers go 4-12, and Ted does, you know, is churning the roster, and he fires Mike Sherman. The 49ers throw Alex Smith to the wolves out there. He's got a young offensive coordinator named Mike McCarthy. They go 2-14. The next year, Mike McCarthy's the head coach of the Packers. He comes out to San Francisco to go against his old boss, Mike Nolan, and he needs a win, man, because if he loses this one, he's going to be below 500 his first season. Aaron Rodgers, the week before, it was the game in 2006 where Favre is playing the Patriots. Teddy Bruschi wraps him. He has to leave the game with an elbow injury, and Aaron Rodgers comes in to take over in his second year. He breaks his foot and finishes the game. But then we're out here in San Francisco, and Aaron is up, you know, the heir apparent for the Packers with crutches because he's got a broken foot. And I'm taking the elevator to go down for the final quarter of the game where Favre throws a ball to Donald Driver, and they win the game. And I remember McCarthy giving me a pat on the butt, you know, because he was so excited. I'd asked him a couple of days before we came out here. I said, hey, Mike, you know, you were out in San Francisco for a year. I'm staying in the wharf. Can you recommend a place to eat? And McCarthy goes, you know, we were 2-14. I spent so much time at the facility, I never got out. I thought he was kidding me.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't.
Right.
He wasn't. So I go down the elevator with Rodgers. I said, no, you go first, young man. You know, you're the one on the crutches. And I follow him as we're going out to the field. And as we're going through the concourse and then between the grandstands, I'm looking up and I can't believe people are saying, look, that's Aaron Rodgers. That's Aaron Rodgers. And by the time he walks on the field, there's like a standing ovation for him in the third of the stations. These 49ers fans stop watching the game. I guess it would be like Russell Wilson walking through Madison. I guess people remember him that much from his days
right.
in Cal. And they're shouting and saying, you know, hey, man, you should be, it should have been you instead of Alex Smith. So you fast forward to all that and look at how many times the 49ers have beat the Packers to go to the Super Bowl with Colin Kaepernick and now Jimmy Garoppolo. You know, Aaron Rodgers is going to move into a $28 million house on Malibu with Danica Patrick, but he still can't get past this team that he thought he should have been playing for.
Yeah, it's a pain in the side and the rear end, really more so than anything, of Aaron Rodgers and Packers fans everywhere. So, Michael, they got to get over it. They've got a big offseason coming, and as I'd mentioned, only once in the last 15 years has an NFC team beaten or been beaten in the NFC Championship game and then been able to come back the next year to get there and then advance. So, and that was the 49ers themselves. So maybe it's an omen. Maybe the Packers do make it back next year. Maybe they make some moves. And we got a lot of time to dissect it. Get your sunscreen out when you get back, man. We're going to be heading to Miami in less than a week.
You don't want to see me in flip-flops.
All right, buddy. Take care. Get home safe. We'll talk to you.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it.
All right, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. Mike Clemens, our Green and Gold insider, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. Going to go ahead and get out of here for the day. Tomorrow we got Rob Reichel from Forbes coming on, covers the Packers. Also, Hub Arkish. He'll be on the sidelines for the Super Bowl, but Hub will give us his opinion about the Green Bay Packers as well. Dave Schrader from WBAY-TV in Green Bay is going to be here tomorrow as well, so we'll continue the Packers coverage. But today's a tough day. Today, you just kind of laid on the couch and you said, let me tell you where it hurts. So tomorrow, we'll get back to it. But until then, time for us to go. Have a going.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.